How much time do you waste? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I know it sounds obvious, but all of us do things that are unproductive. If you want to become more disciplined, here are some ideas to save time. Stop watching TV. Stop scrolling through social media sites. Stop playing mindless online games. And stop reading books that have no value. Take an inventory of that one thing in your life that you know is a huge time waster. Next, set a goal to replace that with something productive. Then make a plan and put it in motion. In Ephesians 4:28, Paul says, "Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need." This verse outlines what to stop doing, what to start doing, and what to do once you begin to benefit from this strategy. Imagine replacing a time-wasting habit with something that's far more productive. It might be studying for an exam or professional certification. Perhaps it's taking on an extra job or starting a business. Imagine where that will lead in 6 weeks or even 1, 2, and 3 years from now. Every hour not wasted can be converted into productive time. Simply stop what is detrimental, then start what is helpful, and you will ultimately have more time to bless others. Think of the financial ramifications. You might have a new job or multiple sources of income. You might be out of debt, have more money in savings, or giving more to God's work. Let me know what happens. And if time wasting has wrecked your finances, check out our budget coaching program. It can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click the Get Help Now tab. You can start today at crown.org.